I'd like to welcome you back to All Daf Staff and Practice Series. A woman who is struggling with infertility recently called to discuss the possibility of her undergoing fertility treatment in the middle of Zayin Nikiyim while she was still in Nida before she went to the mikveh. Now, typically with fertility treatments, there are many halachic issues and one should be constantly in contact with their rabbi in order to make sure everything that is done appropriately. But specifically when it comes to performing treatments like IUI or IVF in the middle of Zayin Nikiyim, there are two questions that I'd like to address. First of all is whether it's appropriate to have a woman conceive while she is still Nida. Middle of Zayin Nikiyim, she didn't go to the mikveh yet. Perhaps it would be inappropriate for her to become pregnant while she's still Nida. On that matter, it seems that the consensus of all American poskim is that it wouldn't be a problem. That's the Ramesh writes in Igris Moshe. There are some that disagree, but that seems to be the common practice in America. But when these procedures are done in the middle of Zayin Nikiyim, perhaps there can be another issue as well. We discussed in an earlier shir on Daf Lamed Gimel, there's a concept of a poletah shechazara, that if a woman has a discharge of semen in the middle of her Zayin Nikiyim, that day that the Zera came out can't be counted as one of her Zayin Nikiyim. And therefore, the Shulchan Aruch classicals and Siman Kuf Tzad Yivav of Sif Yud Beis, that if a couple didn't calculate the 7 days properly, the woman went to the mikveh a day early on day 6 and was with her husband, she can't just continue counting the 7th day as she would have and gone to the mikveh that night, because since she was with her husband, she was going to be poleta shechva zera. And as we explained, there are 72 hours that you have to be concerned for poletas, and therefore she would have to wait 4 days, count the 5th day as really being day 7 of her 7 clean days, and only afterward go to the mikveh. And therefore the question is discussed among the poskim. If you have a woman that undergoes IUI where you have the sperm placed directly in the uterus of a woman, do we have to be concerned of a poletas? Do we say that if this treatment is done in the middle of Zayin Nikiyim, you have to wait 4 days, and only after that continue counting the Zayin Nikiyim? And this is a machlokas, and there is no clear hachra on this, there's no consensus about this. But interestingly, some posts can point to a parish on Mishnah's Mishnah Achrona. This commentary was written around 200 years ago and clearly had no ideas of the implications of what he was writing. But he seemingly addresses the question of, do we say that a poleta shechazara requires the act of intimacy in order for the discharge of such semen to cause problems for Zayin Nikiyim? And he brings a raya from the Gemara in today's Daf, Nida Daf Mem Aleph. The Gemara at the end of Mem Aleph and Mem Beis discusses that we have two different limudim. There are two different drashos. One teaches us that if she was mishameshes, if she had intercourse, she becomes tameh. And another tells me that if she's poletas, she becomes tameh. The Gemara asks, every case of poletas was preceded with tashmish. So why do I need two different drashos? The Gemara answers that perhaps she had tashmish. She subsequently went to the mikveh, and only afterwards did she have this discharge. But points out the Mishnah Achrona that it's clear from the Gemara's question, asking why do I need a separate limud for poletas, that every case of poletas requires tashmish to precede it. And based on this, some poskim argue that if you undergo IUI in middle of Zayin Nikiyim, although there is going to be some zera that will be discharged, since it wasn't preceded with tashmish, that zera coming out isn't categorized as poleta shechva zera, and therefore there wouldn't be any cause of delay of this woman being able to go to the mikveh.